More than ever, it's halftime in America. This is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team. This is the weekly news and review. But first up, we've all seen the attention that the Trayvon Martin case has been gathering from Florida. But it isn't just young black men. There's another case that's been going on longer than the Trayvon Martin that infuriates me, and it's not being dealt with. And this is the story of 68-year-old Kenneth Chamberlain Sr. He was a 20-year veteran of the Westchester County Department of Corrections. He was a prison guard. He had been a Marine with an honorable discharge. He served in Vietnam. He was 68 years old on November 11th, 2011. His medical alert device, a bracelet, sent an alert to his service provider, which placed a call to the City of White Plains Department of Public Safety on the morning of November 19th, 2011. In response to this call, police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians went to Mr. Chamberlain's home. They knocked on the door, and they were verbally greeted by them. He told them he did not need assistance and that there was no medical emergency. He told them that he did not call them. In other words, his medical alert device had malfunctioned and had sent out this message. This was an emergency medical call, and the police and firefighters and EMT people showed up. The police, well, at least one of the policemen was wearing full body armor, and they showed up with weapons drawn. The police demanded to be let into the apartment, and they began to yell racial epithets at him through the door. They called him a nigger. After an hour, the police burst into the apartment. They forced their way in, and then they used a taser on Mr. Chamberlain. He was standing there with nothing in his hands, just wearing a pair of boxer shorts, and they assaulted him. And then they fired two .40-caliber rounds into him, and he died. So in a response to a medical emergency, the White Plains Police Department showed up with guns drawn, broke into the apartment, and killed the man who had the medical emergency. There has not been a criminal indictment brought against these officers, and nothing's been done. This was last November. The Trayvon case was in February. It certainly appears that these police who called Mr. Chamberlain a nigger were being racially biased against him, and they killed him. This is outrageous, of course. Of course it's outrageous. The Westchester County DA is being asked to bring a criminal indictment, but so far it hasn't happened. There is a petition on signon.org to request that the Westchester County DA bring this indictment. You can look this up. Look for Justice for Kenneth Chamberlain Sr. online, and you also could sign the petition. It's not just dangerous to be a young black man. It's just dangerous to be a black man, period. In the United States, in 2012, with a black president, something is way amiss. What's to surprise about that? Now, I'll also add that the Jenny McCarthy Body Count website is now 3 years old. And what it does is it counts the number of preventable illnesses and deaths that since Jenny McCarthy on June 3, 2007, began to proclaim that her child got autism from getting a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination. And this has caused many impressionable people across the country and throughout the world to stop vaccinating their children because they're afraid that their child will get autism. Now, in that time, from June 3, 2007 to most recently March 17, 2012, a count of 91,971 preventable illnesses have been counted. And in that time, 874 children have died because their parents didn't get them vaccinated. Vaccination helps something that's called herd immunity, because not every child can take the vaccinations. On an individual basis, a doctor will know whether the child can accept a vaccination. But herd immunity protects the entire community. And when there is no herd immunity, people get sick and people die. Now, in 5 years, 874 deaths, that's a piffle. That's nothing. But in fact, that's 874 families who have suffered because people are listening to someone as foolish as Jenny McCarthy and Oprah Winfrey and Bill Maher and Jay-Z and all the other jerks who are celebrities who want to deny modern medicine and modern science. And in that time, the number of autism diagnoses that have been scientifically linked to vaccinations, you should know the answer. Zero. This is the Weekly News and Review, and that means that this is the program for science and reason. Please, please, respect science and use your reason when you're dealing with issues in this world. Don't just deny things. Denial is death. Now, we're going to go into the Weekly News. This was posted by Emily Stokes on the 3rd of April, 2012, and it does concern the news of the preceding week. The U.S. Supreme Court heard 3 days of oral arguments about the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. In audio recordings released following the second day of debate, the Obama administration's lead advocate, Solicitor General Donald Verrilli, Jr., was heard to stumble repeatedly while defending the law. "I've seen him argue under pressure," said a former assistant to Verrilli. "That's not the way he usually sounds." On the third day, the justices considered whether to invalidate the entire law in the event they struck down the mandate requiring all U.S. citizens to have health insurance or only certain provisions. "You really want us to go through these 2,700 pages?" asked Justice Antonin Scalia. All right. Now, here's the situation here. I've even received emails about this. This country is not run by majority rules. The only place where that should be, maybe, is presidential elections. But if majorities ruled about anything, we'd never get anything done because people are not willing to change unless they're forced to. When it was made mandatory that people wear seatbelts, people were outraged about it. Yet, if you notice in accident statistics, the person who wears a seatbelt usually, not always, but usually survives, whereas a person who doesn't wear a seatbelt usually is killed in serious accidents. Requiring people to wear seatbelts has been good for the country. And this goes across the board: motorcycle helmets, insurance, car insurances. I believe Wisconsin is still a state where it's not mandatory to have car insurance if you own a car. Basically, what the Affordable Care Act is trying to do is to reduce insurance costs. What we really should do is take the profit out of insurance. Insurance should not be run for profit. You know, the federal government isn't run for profit. And there should be service organizations that are not run for profit. The idea that insurance companies have to make some kind of great profit, there's something deeply wrong with that entire concept. Insurance is to help keep people safe and healthy. Now, if you're poor, the Affordable Care Act will help you with that. But if you can afford insurance, you should have insurance. I see nothing wrong with this as a mandatory requirement. It is not unconstitutional. And as I spoke last week, the individual mandate, which the Republicans are so against, was their own invention. So it's typical hypocrisy. And what you find is that the people who brought this measure to the Supreme Court are all Republicans. Once again, we're dealing with racist propaganda on the part of a party that have only one desire, which is to get the black guy out of the office. And I know that it sounds too simplistic, but in fact, it's once again just race that's going on. You know, yes, they can disagree with Obama on an individual level, but when they are massing as a group to destroy the black guy's ideas, and they treat him like he's some kind of James Bond supervillain who's out to destroy the world, something is way off. So I hope that the Supreme Court doesn't knock down the Affordable Care Act. If they do, the Republicans have nothing to offer as an alternative, and so things may actually go against them in their ideas. But in fact, the Affordable Care Act actually gives a chance to people. It's progressive. Now, sure, I can disagree with Mr. Obama. I especially dislike the secrecy in the White House. But I kind of know why that goes on. I can guess about that. But whether I disagree with him or not, whether I think he's the greatest president in the world, that doesn't matter. What I know is that he's leading the country in the right direction, and that everybody whose first and last impulse is to say that he's bad or say that he's going in the wrong way, they're the ones who've got their foot definitely in their face, shoved down their own mouths, because they're not thinking of anybody but their race-baiting hatred. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney said that Americans with pre-existing conditions should not receive coverage unless they were previously insured. If they are 45 years old and they show up and say, "I want insurance because I have heart disease," said Romney on the Jay Leno Tonight Show. It's like, hey, guys, we can't play games like that. You got to get insurance when you are well, and then if you get ill, you're going to be covered. Why? Why does it have to be that way? Why can't health be the overall concern, not profit? That's what's wrong there. Two Buddhist monks set themselves on fire at the Sodun Monastery in Nagaba, making them the 31st and 32nd Tibetans to have immolated themselves in protest in just over a year. A 13-year-old Pakistani boy died after setting himself on fire because he was ashamed of being too poor to afford a new school uniform. And two builders, one of whom had been charged with tax evasion and the other of whom claimed not to have been paid in months, set themselves on fire in Italy. Britons lamented a new tax on heated baked goods such as pasties and sausage rolls. "I'm planning to put a sign up in the window," said a pasty maker from Cornwall. "Hot for the rich and cold for the poor." Canada announced that it would eliminate the penny. And a truck crash on a northern Ontario highway spilled between $3 and $5 million in Canadian coins. "We are going to be using magnets," said a police officer of the retrieval efforts, and other less sophisticated means. The National League for Democracy won 40 of 45 seats in by-elections held in Burma, including one contested by party leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. "Look at us. We are so happy," said a Burmese warehouse owner as men around him sang along to a Johnny Cash-inspired anthem. "It's like we've been released from prison." The Muslim Brotherhood broke an earlier pledge not to seek Egypt's top office by nominating business tycoon and former political prisoner Karat El-Shater as its candidate for the country's presidency. "For the first time since I was a Muslim brother," said a former colleague of Shater's, "I'm certain of bad intentions." Shater's prayers against those who slander him are answered, said the Brotherhood's supreme guide, Mohammed Beatty. Literally, by the way. A microphone picked up a private discussion about missile defense between President Barack Obama and outgoing Russian President Dmitry Medvedev during a meeting in Seoul. "After my election, I have more flexibility," Obama said. "I will transmit this information to Vladimir," responded Medvedev. The pilot of a JetBlue flight from New York to Las Vegas faced criminal charges after he began ranting while at the controls. Then, after being persuaded to leave the cockpit, began yelling at passengers in the cabin. "Iraq, Al-Qaeda, terrorism, we're all going down," he reportedly screamed. "I'm going to show you Iraq and Iran right now," said a passenger who subdued the pilot by putting him in a chokehold. Researchers reported the discovery in Ethiopia of foot bones from a species of hominin that lived 3.4 million years ago and was fully committed to walking on two legs. An Austrian man named Hans Earl cut off his left foot with an electric saw before unemployment officials were to determine his fitness for work, then put it in an oven. "He wants to work," said Earl's wife, "but the job he imagines for himself doesn't exist." The French government and descendants of Napoleon Bonaparte were planning a new Napoleon theme park in Montereau. "The attractions mustn't be vulgar," said Montereau Mayor Yves Jégot, "but fitting for the stature of the man." The British National Trust released a report on nature deficit disorder in children. Four teenagers ran naked through Weber County, Utah, armed with BB guns to protect themselves from rogue deer. And a Winter Haven, Florida man who tore the heads off two of his family's pet rabbits and broke the neck of a third pled guilty to charges of animal cruelty. Animal rights activists expressed concern following a recent decision by Florida's legislature to overturn a ban on the dyeing of live animals, dyeing the coats, you mean, that shelters would be inundated with unwanted neon and pastel chicks given as Easter gifts. "They'll usually take one or two of each color, maybe 10 or 15 of them," said a poultry rancher who sold dyed chicks until his retirement in 2008. "The kids get tired of them pretty quick." Yep, that's the news this week. From Chamberlain to Trayvon to the Supreme Court to Jenny McCarthy. Thanks for listening, and check out my music show, The Chill Room, every Friday night here from 11 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time. And I'll probably be back next week. I hope you will be too.